17.
Oh, it's all going off, Nick. Here's the phone.
Okay.
It's like Steve right in the afternoon.
Who could it be? Pick it up.
Our late night chat line. We have a celebrity on the phone.
Hello, Steve.
Their voice is disguised.
Right.
We have to work out between the three of us and the nation, 8199, or Twitter us. Who is it?
Okay. Who's going to answer it, you or me?
Well, you answer it. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Let you answer it.
My mind's telling me no.
Please hold the line. Your call is in a queue.
See Joe Wiley.
The operator is finishing off.
But my body.
With another caller.
My body's telling me yes.
You're next in line.
Baby.
To be seen to.
Who wrote this? They've been using a few late night phone services. Because that's Bob on that.
Is it?
Apparently.
Apparently. She's good at that, Joe.
Isn't she?
I've heard that she's not going to Radio 2. That's actually what she's doing.
What, late night love call?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
All right, do you want to start this off then?
Okay.
All right.
Good evening, late night caller.
Let me lick you up and down.
Oh dear, that's disturbing.
Oh.
That Joe mystery Wiley? Voice.
It's not Joe. It's not Joe Wiley. No, it's not Joe Wiley.
Let me lick you up and down.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Till it's all right.
Wrong lyrics, but okay.
I am.
Go on, have you got a question?
How are you tonight, mystery caller?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine.
Sounds quite musical.
Right, okay, well, I have a question. Mystery caller.
Yeah.
What would you like us...
yeah.
yeah.
What would you like us to call you?
Fat registered.
Fat registered.
Fat registered.
Fat registered.
Does Mr. Recorder know that we've made them sound like a man?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I take it is a man.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a man?
I'm a man's man.
You're a man's man.
Man. Yeah. Okay. It's not Joe Wiley.
Man's man.
What are you wearing?
What?
That's you want to know what I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, describe it to us.
Okay, I'm wearing a West Ham shirt with a red kimono.
Oh,
West Ham shirt
with a red kimono.
Clash of cultures.
Yeah,
and colours.
Yeah.
Because you've got claret and blue and red.
And red, yeah. Wow.
With a little dragon print on the back.
Oh.
Aye, okay.
How are you wearing the kimono? Is it kind of waist?
Well, it's kind of like just above me cowboy boots.
Ooh, and cowboy boots?
Yeah, and cowboy boots.
Might be Joe Wiley, she likes cowboy boots.
Just sound like her.
No.
Okay. What do you, Mr. Recorder, what do you normally do at this time of night?
I'm either getting into bed with my feline partner and throwing people out the pub.
Getting
this is like a real person.
This is a real person.
Come on, the clues are all there, my feline.
Have you ever met me?
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, I know
who it is.
Who is it?
I know who it is. I'm not going to say. Do you know, Nick?
No.
Honestly?
No.
I think I know who it is.
I think I know who it is.
Go
as
on, give
well.
Me that clue again.
Okay. I'm normally lying next to my feline partner.
Yeah.
Or cat. Chucking people out of the pub.
I know who it is.
Do you?
I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got an idea, but mine's very, very cryptic.
We've got it.
Yeah?
Let me ask another question. Have you ever, Mr. Carter, have you ever been to a holiday camp?
See, they're the questions that hurt. You know you're trying to move on with your life.
I know.
You know
I've got
like
it.
Me talking to you about hospital radio.
I've got it. It's Tiny Temper. It's Tiny Temper. I'm telling you. Do you know who it is, Nick?
I think.
Go on.
It may well be.
Yeah.
Shane Ritchie. No, is that wrong?
Shane?
Yabba dabba doo!
Love it!
How are you, love?
How are you, Mr. Ritchie?
Oh, great. Oh, what a pleasure.
Why are you up at this time of night?
Yeah, I'm just in my fictitious pub, innit?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Are you actually wearing a West Ham kit and a kimono?
Right now? No, I'm not wearing. Okay. Do you want to actually see what I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
How are we going to... Hang on, what do you mean, hold on?
Oh, he's not here, is he?
Oh, I don't know. No, he's not.
No, he's not here.
No.
No.
Oh. Oh, no, he is!
We are!
Hey!
Shane Ritchie!
We are.
Shane Ritchie is here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, this is such a pleasure.
How are you, Mr. Ritchie?
How are you, love?
Do you know what? I genuinely was thinking. He's sitting at home. He's finished a hard day work at EastEnders. Look at Shane Ritchie. Look at
Shane Ritchie. Can I say, seriously, all joking aside.
Yeah. Tell you what, have you had a long day? Look at you. You look terrible.
I know. Seriously. I'm tired. We've only done 12 hours in the fictitious pub.
Right.
And we were watching you this morning. We watched you have a meltdown.
Did you see that?
We were giggling.
What, at 20 past 8?
20 past 8.
You heard the 20 past 8.
We had having a meltdown. I was thinking, there is not a chance in hell you're going to get this hot. Now I've heard, not only are you going to try and do the 37 hours, you're going to try and go beyond.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do it.
I don't think we're going to do it.
I'll be honest.
That's the right attitude.
I think we're going to die.
No, I'll tell you what I have noticed, though. I'll tell you what I've noticed. I know it's just standing up and there's a lot of jollity and everyone's having a great fun, but I've noticed you're starting to rub your eyes now. Are they getting itchy?
They're getting a bit itchy, yeah, but I don't feel tired.
No, but the first sign is where you start scratching your eye.
But we've not even scratched the surface yet, Shane.
Of his eyes, or did
the challenge.
I know, but what's the hour now? I know you keep staring at something. What are you staring? Where's the hour?
Behind just be you. Hang on.
On that screen there.
Right, 16 hours, 38 minutes, 53 seconds.
And now you're not even halfway, are you?
No. Not even close to halfway.
I'm glad you're here. You're really supportive, Shane.
No, I am. You're really here. No. There's a few people like Billy Mitchell, Pell, Fennec, says, Perry, I know he's listening now. And Jesse, because Jesse did your TV show.
I'll
tell you what, I don't know why are you not doing any cooking? I thought you'd have been a great segment on the show.
Oh, yeah. And
to do a cooking. To do your cooking.
Oh, you joke with the forms that we have to fill out, Safety, BBC will be here for
Although,
year.
To be honest with you, Shane, there's still time. He's still got about 35 hours to actually get something.
You've got a few people waiting outside.
Hey, listen, let me. By the way, have you two met?
We've never ever met, have we, Shane Ritchie?
No, have we?
Nick Grimshaw.
No. Shane Ritchie.
Hi.
How are you, pal?
Heidi, okay. Hi. Let me ask you this question. In all seriousness. Right. Jessie Wallace, right?
Yeah.
You've worked with her a long time.
Yeah.
You know her very well.
Yeah.
You're good friends.
Yeah.
Right. When she came on the TV show.
You flirted, didn't you?
I think she took a shine to me.
And I tell you, this is all joking aside, and this is deadly serious. She genuinely does fancy the pants off it. And you know why?
I got that feeling.
No, you know why?
Yeah.
Because you make her laugh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I'm not joking.
No, but she did.
I think she fancied
you. Said that afterwards. You said
she did.
That, yeah.
And she was burning the candle. She said to me when I said, I really like her. And she said, are you single? Are you single? Are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm single, yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we hook this up?
Yeah, let's do it for Comic Relief.
Come on.
When was the last time you were in the square? Can you remember?
What?
Do you remember that? I was trying to work out today. Remember you coming? We did a live show from the square.
Yeah, about 2004, I think it was.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah, it was Shane.
It really?
8 years ago.
Shane showed us round Albert Square and we got told. He said he went there really tight at showing people around.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
And we said, we've asked, and they went, they weren't.
He said,
I'll tell you what I'll do. So when one of the big bosses was there and we'd asked if we could have a tour and they went, no, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Shane went, you're going to give him a tour, aren't you? Of the Albert Square, you'll give him a tour. And they were too embarrassed. They went, yeah, of course.
Yes,
we will.
Mr. Ritchie.
Yeah, of course.
And it's never been done since because stuff went missing.
Did it?
That was enough.
I actually, me and Annie Mack went once to do some recording there. We went to interview the cast, and I feel like it's confession time. I don't know if it was theft. I feel like it was more of borrowing.
People keep nicking the Albert Square sign. That's what happened. My mum, you were talking about your mum earlier.
Oh, no,
take
something that big.
I nicked beer, Matt.
I nicked a jack.
This is a true story. So three nights ago, we did a show in the bar for Comic Relief.
Right.
And I got together, and it was only for the cast and crew from EastEnders and Hobby.
Yeah.
So I had Kenny Thomas open the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Thinking about you.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. John Coleshaw came along.
Oh, yeah. Bless him.
Ahmed Dejilly.
Right.
Ollie Mers.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Stacey Solomon. Who opened the second half? This one might not mean much to you.
She's brilliant.
She's brilliant, but opened the second half was Adamant.
What?
Really?
Seriously.
Adamant.
Adamant was on. Ollie Mers. And
how was Adamant? Well behaved.
Well, this was. He kept wandering off.
Yeah. Right.
Wandering off. And because I kept going to secure, and I was comparing the show, it was in the bar at L Street. He kept wandering off and he's smoking one. But I mean, there's a man. There's an element of madness about it.
There's a lot of creativeness going on there.
We've heard creative stories about him.
And he kept walking away. And of course, I kept thinking he's going to walk up to the square. And you're not allowed to. And I kept trying to get him back. And he kept saying, when am I going on, Shane? When am I going on? I said, Adam, you're going to open the second half. And he did with Prince Charming.
No.
And Alison Moyet closed the show.
on. You organised
this? I organised this for Comic Relief.
Is Adamant still in the square? I'd quite like to see him.
It could be still in the background of us.
He's walking around going, Prince Charming.
Pat Butcher joining in.
Where am I going? Hello?
He's locked in the argy-bargy. Yeah, so we did that the other night and we raised a few quid.
Good for you. I'll
tell you what I've done. Do you want to organise a big weekend? That's a better lineup than we normally have.
It is.
Yeah, that was
Stacey Solomon and Adamant. Wow. That's all you need.
That's a good show. Yeah.
Are you filming tomorrow?
Yeah, mate, got the pub open.
What's your first line tomorrow when you're filming?
My first line tomorrow is something to do with, Ian, I can't keep doing this again.
Oh, no! Oh, you're
Ian Bills, I'm telling you a storyline. But whatever you don't mention, baby swap. Oh, I remember the controversy.
Oh, yeah, well, that was
but there's a big storyline coming up where, you know, we get the baby back and I swap it for an iPad.
No, you
which
don't.
Which is going to cause a lot of controversy.
Yeah. Sorry, and by the way, I thought the way you handled that tram crash was brilliant as well.
It was great. The pyrotechnics was really,
really, really good.
When you're in the cabin with Norris.
Oh, Norris. Oh,
brilliant.
Oh,
great.
Thank you. Oh, double decker fella, no, there was a tram up.
What a way to go.
I'm listening to Three Counties Radio.
Hey! Wow, so this is late for you then. You live miles away, do you?
She comes straight. Well, I don't live where. I used to live not far from
Not far from me.
Lovely day, but I've since moved out.
You're out in the sticks.
Yeah, well, you got Vernon moving there, didn't you?
Dave and Vernon lowered the tone of the place.
It was time to switch counties, wasn't it?
It became dangerous, Denham, so I had to get out. So
you still out in the country? Still out in the sticks?
Yeah, mate, still living out.
See, me and Nick were a bit nearer the city. Yeah, we really are.
Are you boys living in the city now?
Well, yeah, we've got a little two-bedroom place.
We've got a lovely little place,
Two-bedroom maisonette, me and Nick's share.
Two up, two down.
Just it off, it's all good. Yeah.
Sometimes.
So how much have you raised so far, then? What's it looking like?
Well, it's weird you should ask.
Is it time to announce it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's almost like they told you to say things.
No, go on, then.
So, last time we did an update, it was 268,900, and it's already, it's blowing our mind at how much money we've raised. Mm-hmm. So, £268,000. It's obviously getting very late, and Nick's on, you know. Who's not as popular?
What's the running order tonight? So, Nick, you're on till what?
I'm on till 12.
And then what happens after 12?
It's going to be Special the Chris show. Moyle Show.
Late.
Davina McCall.
Brilliant. I heard you chat. And then what time's that go on till?
Two.
And then what happens from two?
We go for a kip.
Have you but seriously?
Well, no,
are
but
you going to have your power nap?
We haven't had anything yet.
I know you haven't. But so how does that work?
Well, we've got it in the bank.
Like, do you know what? We don't know. Shane, we've no idea. We're just going hour by hour.
But what are the rules though? About
we allowed 5 minute break for every 60 minutes we do, and we haven't had a 5 minute break yet.
So you're entitled to how much time now?
16 times five. So that'll be an hour and 20.
So you can go and have a kip for an hour and a half, more or less.
Yeah, but they don't advise.
But I think that would be dangerous.
But also power naps.
Also, I think because there's this big unknown coming up when we get.
Hey, she's called Davina McCall.
No, I don't mean Davina. I mean beyond Davina.
NGB.
I think there's such a big unknown that we need to keep that time in the tank in case we really need it later on. I think.
Okay, you need it around about hour 44.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely.
Do you want to know about the money?
Yes, please.
Tell you what, Nick, get a word with management about giving you a pay rise about how many people listen to your show, because we had 268,000.
Nothing to do with me, obviously, thank you.
No. It wasn't.
No.
From 268,000, we've now raised 291,000.
Wow!
58 today. So thank you very much. That's massive.
What is
from 268 to 291.
Ridiculous.
So what do you think the demographic is now, the audience? What do you reckon?
About for Nick?
13 people.
No.
Nah, you're exaggerating.
Yeah.
what is the... Because I know that as the day goes on, the demographic changes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is Nick's show, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess everyone watches the telly now, don't they?
Who do you think your audience is?
I think Nick's got a bit of a downer on this time of night, because he has a feature which is like sex line workers, because he thinks they're the only people.
They're the only people at work.
Yeah, they are.
It feels like he's the only deal that has worked his way down. I don't know. Well, what do you think?
Do I think I've worked my way down?
Well, what do you think your average, audience is?
Well, number-wise?
Well, what kind of person listens to the show?
300,000.
Yeah, but are you talking age or demographic?
Yeah,
age-wise.
Age group.
I know that I have the youngest listener on Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's being breastfed as we speak.
Yeah, she is. She loves the show. What, like 16, 17?
Yeah, whatever. Who knows?
Who knows?
Same as ours.
Why do you want a gig? No, I find it really interesting. Because they talk about, you know, the BBC, you know, we're constantly being reminded about, you know, the demographic and audience figures, and you kind of work out through the day. It's like watching the TV, you know. Yeah. During the day, it starts with breakfast TV, and the same with the radio. Yeah. You kind of kick it off, then you go on to Fern.
I've
and
got no food. Idea what Shane's talking about.
No,
I've no idea.
If we'd have spoken about this this morning, you'd have probably found it interesting. But you're scratching your eyes. You're playing with a bottle. You're just happy to be working, Nick. And, you know, this, you know.
Says you, Shane. Did you do Run the Risk?
Hey, how do you remember that?
I don't remember anything.
Yes, you do.
No, I read out the mail.
Oh, the good old guy.
Run the Risk! Hide it high! Sorry, wrong job.
Oh!
All right. Listen, so what are you going? Did you just literally stop in on your way to bed? On your way home?
Yeah.
Oh, God love you.
I might get grab a night beer with some friends in town.
Oh, nice. That's good. Yeah.
What are you eating, by the way? What were you eating? I saw you eating earlier. What are you eating?
Chicken pad thai. I've been eating it for the last 2 hours.
You have? Really?
Yeah, we've been having oriental food.
Have you?
Yeah.
We had dim sum earlier on.
I ordered a pizza about an hour ago.
You did? Where the hell is
Where's
it?
Where's that?
Shane probably had it.
Oh, is it? The pizza's landed.
I like the fact that we just complained and it's right here.
Yeah.
Right next door.
Thanks for coming in to see us, Shane.
Richard.
Very, very sweet.
And I'll be listening in the morning, okay, from my fictitious pub.
What time are you going into work?
I'll be leaving about between 7 and 8, but it's on and then we have it on in.
Oh, well, we'll say hello to Shane in the morning. That's your job, David.
Defo.
Yeah, right, Shane, on your own.
No, your own names.
I will remember.
There's a good chance.
And do you know what,
not.
Shane? You can text us in the morning anyway and say morning, and then we'll say
from everybody. Yeah, no, seriously, guys, from everybody in the Queen Vic. Good luck.
Thank you, matey.
Take care.
Give my love to
Jesse. I will.
Jesse.
Oh yeah, we'll sort that out.
We should
something to sort out
for comic relief. We should do it. Get it on.
I don't think we need to.
Get it. I'm not going to get it on for comic relief.
Why not?
Film that. BBC.
Right. The slogan is "Do something funny for money," and there's nothing funnier than that.
That'll do. Thanks. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.